This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The first assessment of the police response at Robb Elementary coming in January from the U.S. Department of Justice. A cascading failure is how the DOJ report referred to it. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Had law enforcement agencies followed generally accepted practices in an active shooter situation and gone right after the shooter to stop him, lives would have been saved.
The report validating much of what the victims' families already knew about the failures.
77 minutes after the first officers arrived on the scene, and after 45 rounds had been fired by the active shooter, the shooter was killed.
In March, the city of Uvalde released its report clearing all of its officers of any wrongdoing at Robb Elementary. Independent investigator, former Austin Police Detective Jesse Prado, even exonerating the acting city police chief Mariano Pargas, instead blaming the school district police chief.
Chief Arredondo was already on scene and in the hallway by the time Pargas went in.
The family members, irate. Those that didn't storm out, let the city council know what they thought of the report.
What did he recommend? Oh, it wasn't our fault. Blame it on everybody else. Y'all been doing that for 2 years.
The only indictments coming in June against school district police chief Pete Arredondo and officer Adrian Gonzalez, facing multiple charges of abandoning and endangering a child. They both pleaded not guilty. In September, Homeland Security released its report, spelling out the flaws of the 188 responding Border Patrol agents. It also questioned whether federal law even allows them the authority to respond. It was a Border Patrol tactical squad that took down the gunman. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.